Well, good morning, everyone. And good morning to everybody that's joining us on Zoom. Despite the rumours, it is toasty in here this morning, isn't it? Hallelujah. Thanks to Graham and the building team for all that work they've been doing. I've got a few notices I want to share with you this morning. The first one, of course, is that we have our, candlelight by Christmas. It's just, I can never say it. It's like a tongue twister. We have our carol service by candlelight. Not our candlelight by carol. Which is at 6 o'clock this evening, and there will be some mince pies afterwards for you to look forward to. So, next Sunday, of course, is Christmas Day. So traditionally, our service starts at 10 o'clock on a Christmas Day. And just to let you know that there will not be any coverage of the Christmas Day service on Zoom. And neither is there for tonight either, is there? That's correct. So there's no Zoom of the carol service tonight, and there is no Zoom coverage of the Christmas Day service either. I would like to share some thanks. Heather Temple would like to say thank you for all those cards and other beaded bits and pieces that were on the table the last few weeks in the meeting room. They've raised, well, you have raised £90, and that's been sent to Open Doors. Thank you very much, everyone. And there's a receipt for that on the notice board. Finally, it's always a little unfortunate when we have to share some slightly sadder news. But as you may or may not have heard this week, a long-standing member of our church has passed away. Brian Freeman is no longer. Colin. Where did I get Brian from? Who knows? Sorry, Colin. There you go. I'm glad you see you already knew, didn't you? But our thoughts and prayers are with the family at this particularly difficult time to deal with a loss like that. So our thoughts are with them. But we've come to worship the Lord. So let us take a few moments to quieten down our hearts. Because have you been getting ready for Christmas? Yeah, so have I. Have you done all the Christmas shopping? No, neither have I. In fact, it was only yesterday that I was sitting there and someone reminded me that I hadn't done anything for Christmas. My good lady wife, of course. And that I needed to buy some presents. And I was like, oh, when am I going to have time to do that? And then all of a sudden, that chaos kind of fills my mind. I'm like, ah! But let's try and put some of that busy of Christmas down for a bit. Let's try and calm our hearts and minds, because that isn't what we came here for, is it? We came here to be in the presence of God, to claim that promise that wherever two or three are gathered in God's name, he promises to be there. Isn't that awesome? You clearly don't think so. Is that awesome? Yes. Yes, thank you. Praise the Lord. They've woken up, Lord. Right, so let us take a few minutes and let's sing our first hymn together. Be still for the presence of the Lord. Let's stand and sing together.
Yeah.
as we gather together in your name. We praise your name and we seek your face, Lord Jesus. Come and be in this place with us. We seek your presence. Guide our hearts and our minds, Lord. Speak to us through the presence of your Spirit. And grant us knowledge, wisdom and understanding that can only come from truth. In your name, Jesus. Amen. Please be seated, everyone. So, you guys can take a seat for a bit if you want. Yeah, go on. Couple of minutes, not long, but. So we've been looking, haven't we, at a verse. I should have hesitated, really, before I put it up and see if anybody could remember which one it was. But I've jumped the gun. Romans 15:13, and I think we should say it all together because we were trying to learn this off by heart. Nick's been encouraging us, and it's set out the theme for our Advent. What week are we in Advent? 4. Right, great. So let's say this together, shall we? I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust in him. Then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Be lovely, wouldn't it, to be filled completely. Can you imagine being filled completely with joy? Filled completely with peace. It's an interesting thought, isn't it? Well, it is week number 4 of Advent. And we've been lighting our candles, haven't we? Who can remember, other than Nick, what they are? Who, anybody remember what the first candle is? Shout. Go on. Shout. Hope. Yes, it is. Does anybody remember what the next one was? Try again. You've only got... God, dear. No, it's not peace. The second candle was faith. It was. What about the third one then? Come on. What was Nick talking about last week? Go on, Nick, tell us. Joy. Joy to the world. Yes, joy. And today is about... It's written above my head. Someone's giving it away, haven't they? It's about peace. So, we need to light the candles. Who's going to come and light the candles? How many candles are we lighting this morning? 4 candles. I had to get it in, didn't I? I mean, come on. Who wants to come and light the candles this morning? Come on then, Eve. Oh, did I break it? No, I didn't. You've used this before, haven't you? Oh, you have to press it a few times. Let go. There you go. That's it. Don't light your sleeve. Walk round. Walk round this side. I won't want you to singe that lovely, beautiful pink. Have you got Rudolph on the front? Is it? What's on the front of your jumper? Is that a penguin? Is it a penguin? It's a penguin. Well done. Thank you very much. Peace. That's what we're thinking about this morning. Peace. In worldly terms, of course, peace is something where we think of it a bit like darkness almost. Because peace, we think of, don't we, like it's the absence of chaos, the absence of busy. We think of peace as being something missing. You know, like darkness is no light, is it? But actually that's not what God's peace is at all, is it? God's peace and the peace that Jesus said to his disciples he was going to leave behind was something tangible. It was something real. It was something that could fill your heart, as a bit of scripture a minute ago said. That you could be completely filled with peace. So that's not an absence of something, is it? Yes, ma'am. That's the presence of something, isn't it? Peace is the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ within our hearts and minds. Peace is what he brings in the powerful name of Jesus. We're going to sing a song in a moment. So, up, down, shaking all around. But peace, it's a powerful thing. God's peace has the ability and the power to overcome. It has the ability to push chaos out. It has the power to push out fear and worry. It has the power to bring an inner calm that can come from nowhere else other than Jesus. And as we work our way up to the birthday of Jesus, that little baby boy lying in a manger, I want you to think about the presence of God's peace, not just in your heart, but in the world, in the bigger picture, the world around us. It's the beautiful name of Jesus. We're going to sing a couple of hymns now. The first one is, "What a Beautiful Name It Is." And then the music group have, "Hark the Herald Angels Sing, But Not As You Know It." I think it's a great version. They've done a wonderful job of learning a newer, would you call it a new arrangement? Yes, a new arrangement. So we'll stand and sing that as well. Let's stand and sing together then.
Death could not hold you, the veil tore before you. Use the silence that bores the sin and grave. The heavens are roaring, the praise of your glory, for you are raised to life again. You have no rival, you have no equal. Now and forever, God, you reign. Yours is the kingdom, yours is the glory, yours is the name above all names. What a powerful name it is, what a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus. Jesus Christ my King. What a powerful name it is, nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus. You have no rival, you have no equal. Now and forever, God, you reign. Yours is the kingdom, yours is the glory, yours is the name above all names. What a powerful name it is, what a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus Christ my King. What a powerful name it is, nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus.
We praise your powerful name. We lift our hearts and minds up to you, Lord. We offer ourselves once again into your arms because we know, Lord, that we are a sinful people. Lord, we don't mean to sometimes, but we do things even when we don't realize that are not right. And we ask for your forgiveness on these things. Father God, we ask that you wash us clean once again by the powerful name of Jesus so that we too can sing with the heavenly choirs of angels, Lord. Let us sing. Hark, the herald angels sing.
Right.
Maxie's going to bring us some prayers now.
We'll start again. Let's pray. God of all creation, Abba, Father, may your name be exalted on high. May all the glory be yours. You alone are worthy of so much more than we can ever imagine or know. Hear the prayers today of your servants as we worship you. Abba Father, we often find ourselves overwhelmed by circumstances that are beyond our control, that make us doubt. We hold in our heart those who are grieving, especially Jane, Pete, Amy, James and Kai and their family. As Jane's dad died, Colin Freeman, let us remember him. Let's take a moment just for your own personal prayers and lift them to our Father. We also think of the family of the nurse in Kettering and her two children who died this week. We pray that you will bring comfort to their family, Father. We pray that they too will know you, Lord, and know your peace. Even when we are faced with intense emotions, remind us, Father, that you are still with us. You are the creator of peace. Teach us how we can find your peace and be in your presence. Whenever or wherever we are, we can choose to be near to you. Forgive us, Father, when we are easily distracted by desires for things of this world, especially at this Christmas time, as we are constantly told that we need and should want things, the commercials, social media, even friends and family. Please forgive us for trying to find the answers in this world and not placing our trust in you. Please forgive us for trying to silence your Holy Spirit, especially when we are filled with doubts and anxiety. Help us to make room in our hearts and minds to experience the perfect peace you freely offer us. Peace in the knowledge that no matter how big the debts are or how bad our health is, you will never leave us or forsake us. Thank you for sharing your wisdom when we finally ask you. All praise is yours when you show us the right pathway and keep our step in faith. We are growing closer to you, Father. Help us to think more like you, to behave as Christ taught us. Today we invite you into our decision-making. Help us to make wise decisions. Show us how to handle challenging situations well in a loving and Christ-like way. Show us in our prayers and worships how to allow your love to inspire our actions and through your words and scriptures guide us. In the Psalms we read, his pleasure is not in the strength of the horse, nor his delight in the legs of the warrior, The Lord delights in those who fear him, who put their hope in his unfailing love. That's Psalm 147. We ask all this through your precious Son, Jesus, who died and rose again for each one of us. Amen.
No, leave that. Take that away. Do you like playing games at Christmas? Yeah? When all the family come round, Monopoly comes out, and ends up on the floor usually in our house, I can tell you now. I thought we'd play a wee game this morning, because it's Christmas, and they said, Matt, do a family service. So I said, okay. So, as we're going to be thinking about peace, but we're also, of course, on the run-up to Christmas. Have you noticed how many nativities have you seen? We've got ours painted on our living room window with some lights around it. Lots and lots of different versions of the nativity, isn't there? So, I thought we might have a bit of fun with this morning. So what we're going to do is, I'm going to give volunteers a word. They can come up here, they'll see the word. And then you've got to try and draw it on here, whatever it is. And you lot have got to try and work out what it is. Yeah? Like the sound of that? So do I. I'm told that the worse you draw, the better this is. I'm hoping that's true. I've got some incentive for you. Because I thought some of you might be shy. So, who wants to be first? Who wants to have the first go? Who wants to come up here and put themselves to the test? Come on. Somebody's got to come up. Hey. So the boss has showed up. That is yours. That's what you've got to draw. Right? I thought I ought to start with an easy one. Right. And then what we're going to do... There's a pen over there. Get going. Yeah, go. Oh, good. Star, that's what you are. So, Alan. He's keen, isn't he? Look, God. Give me a go. Well, she did. You'll be glad to know I'm not preaching a sermon this morning. So, have you got that one? Now, see, you shouldn't have been so keen, should you? I knew this is a more difficult one. So the next question while he's drawing that is a star in the nativity or is it out of the nativity? In, yes. Star, that's what you are. What are we drawing now? What have we got? Steady on, Mr. Treasure. Mary and Joseph. There we go. Thank you very much. Well done, sir. Mary and Joseph in the Nativity? Yes, of course they are. Oh, yeah. That's why she's not had a go yet, isn't it? Right, come on then. Oh. This would be fun. Do you reckon you can draw that? You got that? Have a go. Yep. He was probably cold. Yeah, you've got to draw big. There's a rubber there. There was a rubber. I'm de-pregnant in, Mary.
Where are we going?
Which bit are you drawing? Any ideas? Can you guess what it is yet? Oh, well done. See, look, you can tell mum knows daughters. Yeah, because you guessed it right.
No, you don't get the tail.
It's a deaf donkey. It's deaf donkey, right. So, well done. So, is a donkey in the Christmas nativity? Oh, divided. Typical Baptist church. What? Is a donkey in the Christmas nativity? No, it's not. There's no donkey in the Bible. No. Trust me. Oh, we've caused some controversy now. What are they teaching you at college if you think there's a donkey? Yeah. Glad to see Anthony Clark's doing well. And a real donkey. Who's coming next then? Come on. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Go on, Ray. Especially for you, this one. What have we got? Can you see what it is yet? Oh, it's very... try drawing said person at Christmas. Yeah, well done. Put the sun above it was a good idea. Well done, sir. There you go. How many more of these are you going to get? Jesus, is Jesus in the nativity? No, of course he is. Jesus in the nativity. Right, who wants to come next? Come on. Come on, Dave. See, that was an easy one. Hey, oh, you got a cracking easy one there. Look. Yeah. Three kings. Three kings it is. Whee! Good catch. Dave? Three kings. So, are we three kings in or three kings out? You're right, they're out. There are no kings in the Bible. Well, not in the nativity. Right. Have we got someone that thinks they can draw a little bit reasonable? Come on. You've been...
You're joking.
Actually, that was in our nativity at college.
You get down there, be quiet, and draw it. I want to see if they can get this. No giving it away. Come on. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. someone gets this, I'll be amazed, but go on. Yup. Red, red, Robin goes, bob, bob, bobbing along. It is red, though. No, they ain't wings. They're not wings. Who said that? You are absolutely spot on. Ray! Heads up! Well done. It is a lobster. There you go. Right, so, is a lobster in or out? It's in. You want me to explain myself? I know it's in because I saw it on the telly. Is the sound on?
We've been given our parts from the nativity play. And I'm the lobster.
The lobster?
Yeah.
In the nativity play?
Yeah, first lobster.
There was more than one lobster present at the birth of Jesus.
Duh.
See? There's a lobster! What's happened to the world that we live in when our kids believe that there are lobsters in the nativity play? What are we teaching them? Oh. Right. Oh, I like this next one. This one's an easy one. Anybody want an easy one? Yeah, you can have another go. Come on, you could do this one. Oh, sorry. You could do that, can't you? Have we got room on here, or do I need to wipe some of our Leonardo da Vinci off?
I apologise now.
Right, go for it. Blimey. Who got that? Everybody. Hang on. Oh, first in the corner. Twirl! You forgot yours. Good catch. Yeah, come on. So it was a Christmas tree. Christmas tree in or Christmas tree out of Christmas? Christmas tree is out. We put up Christmas trees in our houses. We put up lots of things on the Christmas tree. We decorate, don't we? But there's no Christmas tree in the nativity. So, who wants to be next? Come on then. I think you'll manage this.
Do you reckon?
Yes.
I'll try.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, like a tent. I haven't seen it, have I? It looks more like a Christmas cracker to me. Who guessed that? Could it... Well, just be quiet then. Bit of nepotism, I'll give that to my mum. Manger. In the Christmas story, out of the Christmas story? In the Christmas story. The manger, that great symbol of feeding. And Jesus laid in the manger to feed us, to feed the world spiritually, all that we would ever need. What's next? Who's coming now then? You could regret this. It's strange, isn't it, that the Christmas Nativity has turned into one of these things which is, just seems to be growing over many, many years. Here, what's this one?
Right.
Think about what he carries.
Yeah.
Right. So, and we're told, aren't we, that we're supposed to we're supposed to embrace new things and new ways of thinking. I wonder what the Christmas Nativity would look like if Jesus had come today. Now, here's a modern one for you. And there is the first lobster. It is a shepherd's hook, you're right, but it's not what I was asking for. It was a shepherd. Now, are we having shepherds in or out? They're in. I agree, they're in. Shepherds are in. They're there in our nativity scene. Oh. Oh, what have I got next on this list of things to look, to think about? Okay, so let's try this next one. Who wants to come and try this one? Come on, who wants to have a go at this one? Come on, you've guessed enough of them.
Oh, I can draw that.
Oh, you heard that. There you go. Big yourself up there.
Do you reckon we can draw that?
Yeah? Try again. Go on then. Let's see. What have we got? Yeah, keep it basic. Come on in. Put some legs on.
No, well, it's green.
It is not a sheep. Ooh. Cattle. Grab yourself a sweetie. You'll have to let mum have it, though. You'll have to let mum. Go on then. Go on. So, cattle. Are we having cattle in the Nativity or out of the Nativity? In, out, shake it all about. So, are the cattle. You think yes, do you? Get your Bibles out. There are no cattle in the Nativity. Launching. Heads up. I managed to bounce on the top of the camera. I think we'll skip one or two because I don't think we've got that much time. But let's have a little look. What else have we got? Ooh. Oh, let's try this one. Let's try this one. Who wants to be next? Come on, somebody. Come on. Come on. Hey. Come this side. That's it. Get some creativity going.
I'll only be about half an hour, so you'll have to...
Ah! She's got it. It's decorations. Decorations. Fantastic. Well done. Well, it's got the one that got away.
Thank you.
Decorations. So, we have lots of decorations at Christmas, don't we? So, are decorations in the nativity or out? Out. You think, dear? You think they're out? You're quite right, they are. There's no decorations in the nativity. Decorations is something that we put up to tell us it's Christmas, to get us into the Christmas spirit. And I think I'm going to stop at that. I had a load more, but I think I'll stop. What I'm going to do is I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll just put a few of these up. What do you eat after your Christmas dinner? Christmas pudding. We got a Christmas pudding in the nativity? No Christmas pudding. It's just a tradition that we have. Thank you, Christine, yeah. Yeah. What do you eat for Christmas dinner? In this country we eat turkey, don't they? Anybody know what other countries eat for Christmas dinner? Fried chicken, do they? Turkey. Goose, yeah. Some countries, Eastern European countries, eat carp, don't they? I was talking to some of the Eastern European guys that I work with, and they were telling me they will be eating carp. But turkey, as lovely as it is at Christmas, is not in our Christmas nativity. Wow. What about Christmas presents? Are there presents in the nativity? There's presents in the nativity, is there? Yes. And who brings? Yeah. They're not in the Christmas nativity. That's got you thinking, hasn't it? Right. The nativity that we are so familiar with at Christmas often gets an awful lot of additional, how would we call it? Decoration. Where's it gone? Did I not put decoration up? Oh, there it is. Our Christmas nativities often get a lot of additional decoration. In fact, our whole Christmases become an embellishment, don't they, of decoration. I want to show you a video for a minute. And we'll think about the reality of the nativity.
One December night, over 2,000 years ago, a shining star illuminated a gathering of kings, shepherds, angels, and animals round a baby in a stable. 'Twas the nativity, and it marked the end of a journey that began on a donkey's back.
Whoa, hold up there, Jeeves.
Yeah. I beg your pardon?
Your nativity. That's not exactly how it happened. Here, look, let's start with that donkey. Neither of the gospel stories mentions Mary traveling by donkey. And given the 60 miles of rough terrain they traveled, it's more likely they used a wagon.
Minor details. But then the innkeeper informs them there's no room...
Again, the Bible doesn't actually mention an innkeeper. And in the Greek, the word inn refers to an upper room in a house, not an actual motel.
Oh, blast. Look, wherever it was, there was no room. So, Mary and Joseph were sent to the stable.
No stable.
Not in the Bible either.
Now you're catching on. And in those days, most animals were typically kept in a cave.
a cave.
Yippers. So it could have been that instead of a stable, the Bible doesn't really say.
And the Star of Bethlehem?
Duh, that's biblical.
Well, we're actually right for once. It's a Christmas miracle. Okay, so now came the shepherds and the three kings.
No kings. Three kings is from the song. The Bible says magi, which means wise men.
Three wise men? That works.
Well, not so fast. While the Bible does mention three gifts, it doesn't specify the number of wise men that brought them.
You mean there could have been more?
Oh, yeah. A whole posse, even.
With a crowd like that, it's a miracle the baby Jesus never cried.
What, no crying he makes? That's just a lyric from Away in a Manger, not actual scripture.
Well, of course he was crying. You just added a whole crowd of strange men.
Yes and no. There may have been many wise men, but they weren't there that night, you see?
Okay, that's enough. Except for the bloomin' Star of Bethlehem, you've just dismantled the most inspiring image of Christian tradition. So what's your point?
Point? Well, I guess it's this. Even when all of the man-made traditions are stripped away, the eternal truths still remain. Whether they traveled by donkey or wagon, God brought them safely to the birthplace that was prophesied. Whether born in a stable or a cave, God provided shelter in a strange new land. Whether there were three kings, three wise men, or many, God called the elect to bear witness and testimony to the birth of Emmanuel. So whether your manger looks like this, or like this, the one thing that remains unchanged is this. A baby boy, born of a virgin, this day, in the city of David, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord.
Bless you, sir. I'll never look at the miracle of December 25th the same way again.
December 25th? Oh, I almost forgot.
Stop that. Music!
So our biblical nativity is trimmed back to the important parts. We've been looking at these candles and the meaning of these candles. Hope, faith, joy, and peace. Where will you put your hope this Christmas? The world has said put your hope in diplomats, politicians, lawyers, scientists, and other doctors maybe, and other people who they consider to be wise. They will negotiate prosperity, cure all your ills, and make life better for us. The world says, have faith in Santa. St. Nicholas and the generosity of human kindness. Have faith that's wrapped up in a fantasy of Christmas stories, like the ones we watch on the TV. Every year we watch The Snowman, don't we? 40 years, apparently, it's been going. Will you have faith in these things? The faith in human equality. Where will you get your joy from this Christmas? Will you attempt to create joy by giving presents and receiving presents? Will you attempt to be joyful in eating lots of lovely foods and chockies? Will you be joyful over such things? Hosting parties and getting the family together. Will you be joyful in those times? And what about peace? Even if it's just for a little while, at Christmas, surely we could have, over the festive season, a little peace. I wonder if Russia and Ukraine will be at peace on Christmas Day. Will we put down our differences, even if it's just for a little while? But that's a peace that doesn't last. And all these things are the things that create the chaos around our Christmas. With mums running round. I say mums, it's a bit sexist really, isn't it? But I mean, you know, mostly it's the mums that are running round organising Christmas, isn't it? Hope that the world offers will fail. Diplomats will lie. Politicians will not negotiate fairly, but selfishly. They will say, do as we say and not as we do. When's a party not a party? when it's a Conservative Party at number 10. That's not a party. Faith in the fantasy of Christmas and the kindness of human generosity will soon fade as selfish and ambition and the reality of human inequality goes back to filling our TV news programs. The joy of Christmas presents that will then begin to gather dust under children's beds by mid-February and in cupboards. The excess pounds of the Christmas treats that we've enjoyed will soon be filled with the misery of slimming. Peace. Well, that peace that's so short will soon be replaced by fresh conflict, disagreements. New wars will start. New famines will come. New disasters will be upon us. And they will shatter the peace that we long for. The world will not know peace. So, how about trying something different this Christmas? How about putting your faith and having hope? How about having hope in a star that points to Jesus? How about having faith in what lay in the manger will provide everything that you will ever need? How about experiencing the joy, like Mary and Joseph did, of being new parents, but an eternal joy, a joy that comes from knowing that today, tomorrow, and every day is taken care of by our Creator, our Lord Jesus? And why not receive peace instead of trying to create it? Receive the peace that will allow us to spend an eternity in chorus with the angels that were singing that night in the heavens. Because there will be an end to suffering and an eternity of goodness. That's what this Nativity wants you to know this Christmas. Put your hope, your faith in Jesus and experience the joy and receive the peace of God. Amen. Amen. We're going to sing our last hymn. And as it's party time, because really Christmas is Jesus' birthday, isn't it? I know we're not singing happy birthday for anybody who thinks I'm going to do that. We're going to stand and sing a song now. This is a great fun song. You need to stand up and warm up because it goes along at a right old pace. Are you ready? Go on then, stand up. We need to... So you're going to have to try and keep up with this then. Okay, this is a Christmas song done by the Wren Collective and it's called Ding Dong. Well, I need to turn it up a bit. Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong. Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong. Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong. Ding dong, ding dong. The merry on high, in heaven the bells are ringing. Ding dong, merry. The sky is living with angels singing. Hosanna in excelsis.
Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong.
sun, everyone. Just in case you weren't warm enough. Now may the Lord of peace himself give you his peace at all times and in every situation. The Lord will be with you all this Christmas time. In the name of Jesus, our Lord and Saviour. Amen. Bless you all. Have a wonderful Christmas time.
Thank you.